the sea. There's a river full of memory. Sleep, my darling, safe and sound. For in this river all is found. You slept well. I can understand if you are feeling uncomfortable. These changes to your body, well, they can take some time to grow accustomed to. But look at you. Coming along so well. You can already breathe for such a long time. Your hands becoming webbed. Perfect. I'm so unbelievably proud. Yes, there are moments where it can become a lot. But I promise you, I am always here to help. Every single step of the way, I'm not going to abandon you. I mean it. If you're feeling okay, I have a few things to discuss with you. You see, hunting season is coming up, and well, I'm hoping you will be prepared by then. Ready to join me in a good fishing season. But there are some other creatures out in these waters. Creatures which also wish to hunt. And it is within my duty to help you prepare for any eventuality. I must admit, this is not a talk I was too excited about having, but it is one that is necessary. We share these waters with a few other monster species. I'm sure on the surface, your life as a human, you may have heard legends of some of these. The first are the Orca folk. They are quite large, and they are predators. They hunt at smaller creatures. But please don't worry too much. As they don't usually dive very deep, and, well, to put it bluntly, you'll have me protecting you. I know their comings and goings and can predict times where they will not be around, and that is when we shall go hunting. I only tell you about this because, well, some others may become reckless and wish to explore I would beg that you do not. I know I can sometimes seem overbearing, perhaps, but this is important. Yes. Thank you for understanding. You are so good, my child. I am so proud every day to have you around. I hope you know that. You have done nothing in your life, but, well, but make me feel like the luckiest father in the whole wide ocean. But enough of me being sappy. There is the detail of the other creature. Well, this one is larger still, not in size, but in length. They have an immense tail. Well, they are called Leviathans. I would be wary if you ever see one, but they're often easy to spot at a distance, as they are one of the few species who do not hunt in packs. They are solitary creatures, gliding through the water. You may have also heard them referred to as storm hunters, as they come to the surface during particularly bad thunderstorms to seek out ships, hoping to catch anyone who falls overboard. They are not your friends. Be very careful. While orcas and other species are there to hunt, leviathans tend to be far crueler. But once again, I ask you not to worry. I know this seems like a lot, but there are many ways to stay safe. Well, a key one we're doing right now, staying near this volcanic vent. Leviathans are famous for disliking heat. They prefer the frigid cold. And so, you can very easily dissuade them from approaching you by simply staying near one of these vents. Honestly, it's that simple. Yes, I mean it. Well, you know. Yes. Oh. Couldn't be happier with you either. Yes, it is sometimes hard to think about losing you. But as long as we work together and you stay with me, I don't think we'll ever have need for an issue. Well, would you like something to eat? Yes. Excellent. I caught some tuna not too long ago. It should still be around here somewhere. Unless those cuttlefish took it. Pay no mind. I'll start with dinner.